I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hello and welcome everybody to Flicker Effect, episode 358. We are recording this on Sunday, January 24th, 2021. I'm David Lott. Joining me for this is Yasha Wilson.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Here we are again, just the two of us. We did this pretty recently. Just the two of us. We did this. I guess so. It was the week before our top 10 we did this. We had our top 10 last week, and here we are again.
Now it's just the two of us again. Yep. And I don't think before that we hadn't done one, and we have been recording for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And now we've done it twice in literally a month.
Right.
So cool, man.
Cool. Hey, whatever.
This is fun.
It's fine with me. So, yeah.
Before we dive into entertainment, please. Let me just say, man, congratulations to the city of Tampa Bay being the first team to actually host the Super Bowl that they are in. This has never happened in history. Watched it today. So congratulations, Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Like I consider myself a Bucks fan being in Orlando, like growing up here, it was always like the closest team. I say that I'm not like a diehard, like crazy Bucks fan, but yeah, I mean, they're
right.
If I have an NFL team, that's my NFL team. So yeah, I watched the game. Yeah. I watched the game today, and yeah, it's exciting. But the funny thing is I didn't realize that until somebody said it, I think after the game during the broadcast, like, hey, you're the first team to ever be in, you know, host the Super Bowl and be in the Super Bowl. And that blew my mind. I'm like, I can't believe this has never happened before. It just, I don't know. I didn't know that until tonight.
I mean, no, I'm with you on that. Like when I heard the stat, I was just like, really? Out of all the Super Bowls that they've had, they've never had one team actually host it. And I thought that they did for sure. So like, I'm with you when it comes to that. I mean, not to just reiterate and, you know, regurgitate what you just said, but yeah, for sure. I was kind of shocked when I heard that, and I was, you know, kind of pleasantly surprised. So I thought it was cool.
Yeah, I guess I quickly Googled it. I'm like, is that really true? And then I saw like the couple stats. I think, I don't know what year it was in, I think the 80s when the LA Rams played it in the Rose Bowl. So they were nearby, but not technically in their own stadium. And then I think there was another year where I think the 49ers played it in Palo Alto, which I don't know the history behind that. Why was there a Super Bowl in Palo Alto? But I don't know.
No idea.
Anyway.
No idea. I mean, the only thing I can think of is that it's because it was close to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Maybe. I have no idea.
I don't know.
I'm pretty savvy with football, but some of the history and stuff like that, I just don't know. So it's kind of like a mystery to me. It's like, I guess I don't care enough to know.
right. Now with you.
I mean, I can regurgitate movies and movie lines and random facts till the sun comes home, but sometimes with football, it's just not there.
Yeah. So after our big show that we had last weekend, where we did our top 10 for 2020, this is going to be probably a kind of relaxed, short and sweet episode. If you are listening on YouTube, you will have noticed it's just audio on YouTube this week. No live stream. But anyway, there's still plenty of stuff to talk about. One thing in particular we haven't had a chance to talk about, and it's unfortunate that Bobby and Michelle aren't here to kind of give their first thoughts on this. I mean, I'm sure they will once they finally jump back on, probably next week. But WandaVision started.
Oh, I thought you were going to jump into the Kong versus Godzilla trailer that was just released. Well, I really wanted to do a deep dive into that.
I mean, there is that, and I'm gonna ask you about it for sure. Because I mean, I know how big of a fan you are.
huge supporter. Definitely, well, a huge fan.
Well, we'll keep the suspense for everyone to find out your thoughts on Godzilla versus Kong, or is that the okay. title of the movie? Like
Kong versus Godzilla.
Is it Kong versus Godzilla? I'll set it up. Yeah. Anyway, but WandaVision first.
Godzilla versus Kong. I had it wrong.
It is Godzilla versus Kong. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, before we get to that, I'm curious your thoughts on WandaVision. WandaVision started, I guess, last weekend. First two episodes dropped on the first day, last Friday, or a week ago Friday. And then we got one more episode a couple days ago. So we're three episodes in. What do you think so far? No spoilers, by the way, anyone listening.
Of course. Yeah. I think it is fantastically weird, and I am here for all of it. Like, it is interesting. I mean, kudos to the creative process and the writers of this show. Because you can kind of see what's developing now, and I'm really enjoying it. Like, it's weird, it's off the cuff, it's a little cheesy, but it has this hint of darkness that's coming, and we just don't know what's coming. And the buildup, I think, is going to the reward for the buildup is definitely going to be there. So I am really enjoying the show, as random as it may be. I'm enjoying this show and the puzzle pieces that they're laying a foundation for us to really kind of see where this is going.
Now for me, I feel like I'm like the really odd person out on this show, and I don't want it to sound immediately like I don't like it. I do, but... And it's a big butt for me. I don't know. Like, well, first I'll say I definitely think after watching that third episode that they should have dropped three episodes the first weekend instead of two. Mm-hmm. I say that like, oh, only two episodes. It's not like after those first two episodes, there were a lot of people going, oh, I don't know about this. This is stupid. Like, I mean, I don't think that was the case. But, I don't know. I watched those first two episodes in the first weekend, and I don't know if this matters because I still haven't watched really any other trailers, but I should mention that I think I only ever saw like a first initial like teaser kind of trailer thing for it. And I think there's been more recent trailers and marketing for the show that I actually haven't really watched any of. And part of me wonders if... And I've talked to one friend who told me that the more recent like marketing that they had seen seemed like it somewhat laid out a more kind of context, not like any detail. There's obviously a lot of mystery still in the show, but at least something more there that would, when you watch those first two episodes, you would still have a sense of, you know, there's obviously something bigger. And there's no doubt that the first two episodes, each episode does hint at something odd going on. But I don't know. I watched those first two episodes, and when they were over, even though in one respect they were like entertaining for just being kind of these odd like versions of old sitcoms, but I finished them and I was like, so what am I watching? Like, what is happening here? And I don't think there was enough of a kind of like... enough of a hook for the kind of mysterious aspect to the show that had me going, okay, yeah, like this is weird, but I'm all in. Like, I was kind of like, man, I'm gonna say I was kind of bored like after the first two episodes. Now the third episode even digs a little deeper, definitely into the, you know, kind of the mystery going on. And that's why I think that they should have dropped three episodes the first weekend, not two. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, like, you know, and I, you know, maybe it also should be noted too, as we have talked about a million times on the show, you know, I'm not the Marvel guy. Like, I don't have a lot of context when it comes to, like, I didn't read really any Marvel comics. And I know there's a lot, apparently this, you know, I've heard there's a lot of Easter eggs in this show, like references to things, what people are wearing and such. I don't know. And I watch the show and I don't pick up on any of it. Like, I don't, you know, so anything like that is dead to me. I don't, it means nothing to me. So I don't know. Like I watched those first two episodes and I was kind of like, oh, okay. Like, this is weird. And in that, you know me, I like weird stuff. So in one respect, I'm like, oh, well, I like different. It's definitely different. But I don't know. I was a little unsure about it.
Yeah, no, I can get that. Like, because, I mean, to be fair, like, I mean, there's part of me when I first watched the first episode, I was just like, what is this? Like, you know, this is really interesting. But I just believe in the payoff that's coming, I guess, more so than necessarily what's happening right now. And I can kind of see where they're going with the development of the show, especially how they're, I guess, telling the story, getting it to us with some of these people. As far as like a lot of the Easter eggs, I mean, Bobby is probably a wealth of knowledge as well when it comes to like a lot of the Easter eggs and that they're dropping in the show. I haven't caught too many, and I was an avid Marvel reader when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I guess they might be some in there, but it's like, I mean, I think they're so small and so, you know, nonsensical, if you will, at times. They're probably just like some of the stuff that people find when it comes to the Marvel universe and the Easter eggs. It's like, how did you even spot that? Not right. just that, but how did, who even thought of putting that in the show, you know, like, or in a movie when it comes to it? I definitely see what you're saying. Like the first episode, it was a little slow to the point where I was a little bored. But at the same time, like I said, I'm still really enjoying it. I love the idea that I don't know what's going on.
Right.
Coming from, especially with our group. I mean, coming from our group is like, we all like to be surprised when it comes to storytelling in the movies, because we watch so many, we can kind of see where things are happening, or how it's going to happen with the first, second, and third act of things. And you're like, oh, well, this is it. And, you know, sometimes that takes the fun out of it. But with this, it's like, I have no real idea as to what they're alluding to or where they're going to go. I mean, it's kind of getting there, like taking shape, but at the same time, there's so much that's going on in the show when it comes to the storytelling and part of it being a certain way. And then all of a sudden they flip it and it takes a really, really interesting turn. And I mean, I don't want to dive too much into it because I don't want to give spoilers away right. if people haven't watched it. But yeah, I can definitely see where you're coming from when it comes to that. Like me personally, like I just said, pardon me, I know that the payoff I think is going to be really cool. And I know that this is going to lead into the Doctor Strange sequel. And that's something that I'm really looking forward to seeing how they do that.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see how this story transpires and it, you know, it connects with the entirety of the MCU.
Yeah. And I completely agree with you when it comes to knowing that the payoff for the show is probably going to be worth it. It's probably going to have a great finale and tying into Doctor Strange and I guess Spider-Man 3 or what have you. Will be probably great to watch. I guess also it's just like I feel like if there were some type of context to why this even starts the way it does, like there's nothing about where we last saw, you know, Vision and Scarlet Witch at the end of, you know, the last time we saw them in the MCU, there any reference for it to lead into what we're watching. It's like a completely out of nowhere, like what in the hell, like kind of thing for me. I don't know.
No, for sure. And I get that too, because I'm kind of like, how did they end up doing this where they're at, like living as man and wife in this story? Like, how does that happen? Right. How is this going apart? How is this, you know, and this isn't a spoiler. Anybody that's watched the trailer knows that this is going on. But how did they end up here? Because the last thing that we've seen, Vision was killed and he never came back. Like, he was done. Like, especially if you watched Infinity War, to my knowledge, I don't remember seeing him in Endgame. So, like, that was a wrap, because he was part of he had the Mind Stone, and that's what Thanos took from him. Or the soul, was it the Mind Stone? Yeah, whatever stone. So
the yellow stone.
He took something out, the yellow stone he took out of his head. But he never came back in Endgame. So it's like, how did we go from him being killed in Infinity War to them literally living as man and wife in this story? Like, how does that transpire? I hope we kind of get some of those answers and we get that development. But I wanted to say also, just like, I understand where you're coming from, because my cousin, he watched a little bit of it and then he opted to stop. I think he watched a little bit, or he just didn't even start it. Because he said, it looks so weird that if I can't binge watch it, I will lose interest and I'll stop watching it.
Yeah. So that's funny you bring that up too, because one of my other thoughts after I saw the first two episodes was, maybe this is the show that really should have just been dropped all at once. And I say that as someone who has been wholeheartedly a fan of shows being dropped week after week, like Disney Plus is doing, mm-hmm. like certain Hulu shows, and I think Amazon does it with maybe some or all their stuff, I don't know.
With a couple of their shows, Amazon does it too.
Yeah. Versus Netflix, who notoriously drops everything all at once. So with a Netflix show, you can always just sit down and binge watch it all in one sitting if you want, the day it comes out. And I have definitely been on the side of, even though I get the lure of that and how nice that can be, for the most part, I like that a show can get drawn out. It gives you a week after week to kind of think about what you watched. It lets the conversation kind of continue between everybody. It just doesn't make it so fast where it's like, oh, boom, Stranger Things is here, now it's gone, and you know, that's it. Anyway, but then I watched those first two episodes of this and I was like, right off the bat, I'm starting to think maybe this is the kind of show that should just be dropped all at once. You know, there's not enough in each episode, at least those first two episodes, that I'm like, ooh, I can't wait till the next one. Instead, I just watched, like, say, the first episode and was like, okay, I guess in a way I can't wait till the next one, because, like, maybe the next one will explain something, and the second one didn't either. And I'm like, okay. So yeah, I could see
I think,
like,
you're right.
This could definitely be the kind of show that should just be a binge.
I think you're right in the sense of, like, the first three episodes probably should have at least all dropped at once, because you can kind of see the development of the show with that. Because the first two episodes are almost the exact same thing. Like, nothing really changes from episode to episode. But in the third episode, we are in a whole new decade and a whole new genre of type of entertainment. And that's where in the development of the show really comes into play. And I mean, I dig it, but I'm here for it, but it is a little, it's weird. It is definitely weird, but at the same time, it's about a witch and a robot living together as man and wife, and they love each other. So, you know, it is a strange show.
Yeah, it's strange. But hey, I'm curious to see where it goes. I don't know how many episodes it's supposed to be. I don't know if it's supposed to be 10 or 8 or what. I haven't heard.
Yeah, it's probably supposed to be like 8 or 10. I mean, I can try and do a quick look to see what it is. But
anyway, that's WandaVision, available on Disney Plus. I mean, I say what I say, and I would still, if someone asked if I would recommend it, yeah. I mean, especially if you're an MCU fan. Obviously, if you're an MCU fan, then I'm sure you know about it and you're watching it, so. Doesn't need to be recommended to you, but anyway. Right. So as you mentioned earlier, something else I was going to ask you about, we got a trailer today, for Godzilla versus Kong, which is coming to some theaters and HBO Max on March 26th, 2021, from my understanding. I assume you watched the trailer, Yasha.
I did. I wasn't in a huge rush to do it, but I did watch the trailer. I did see it. I was just like, oh, okay. So this is actually still really happening. All right, great. let's see what this is all about. Like, I'm curious as to how this movie is constantly still making money. But I mean, cause to my knowledge, like the last one that they did didn't like break the bank at the box office.
The last Godzilla film.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember how it did.
I'm looking it up right now. Was that 2014?
Oh, it was more recent than that, wasn't it? No, it was the first one.
Yeah, 2019. King of the Monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it up. Okay.
So the domestic opening for Godzilla, King of the Monsters, was $47 million on a $170 million budget. $110 million domestically and $276 million internationally for a worldwide grand total of about $386 million.
With an apparent budget accounts, of 170. Yeah.
By all accounts, that's not a successful movie on the state side anyways. They would at least want to make the money back domestically in the theater. At least this is what I learned in school when it comes to, you know, box office openings and stuff like that. You know, they want to make at least their money back domestically. International, of course, definitely helps. But domestically, they definitely want to make their budget back. And they didn't even really come close. They're $60 million away from that. That's not great. But for some reason, the rest of the world loves this shit. And so we are now in store for Godzilla versus Kong. Now, Bobby and I think it was Bobby and I, we actually went to the panel where we were talking at Comic-Con, rest in peace, when we got a chance to watch what they were talking about with the creators from Godzilla King of the Monsters. And they did a tease kind of for Godzilla versus Kong because they said that they are in the same universe and so it should be coming. I mean, there's a lot that's going on in this trailer. I don't know what to really make of it. I will probably watch it just for reporting sake, in the sense that if it comes on and on HBO Max, I will probably give it a shot and be watching at home. I like all the actors that are in this movie: Alexander Skarsgård, Millie Bobby Brown, Rebecca Hall. Let's see, Lance Reddick, who is pretty popular as well, known mostly for the John Wick. Mm-hmm. Kyle Chandler, I like him as well. So I mean, we have a lot of, you know, really strong talent in this movie, but just watching them in itself try and deliver these lines. Kong, why is Godzilla so mad at us? Like, why is Godzilla so angry or whatever it was? It was so laughable. And I couldn't tell if they're trying to make it corny for the sake of the premise or if it's just,
I don't think so.
That's really what they're trying to do, is that's how they're trying to deliver it. And I'm just like, okay, so cool then, I guess. This is I'm not going to shit on it too hard. I know Bobby's really excited for this. I'll watch it, but I mean, it looks really, really, really cheesy.
Yeah, no, I know the whole Godzilla franchise, and I guess Kong as well, is not really your thing. Big monster films, I guess, is really not your thing. I mean, we've talked a lot about Pacific Rim on here. We won't talk anymore about it. But for me on this one, and I'm coming at this as I am a Godzilla fan, and I unapologetically liked that 2014 Godzilla film that I know is kind of 50-50 for a lot of people. Now, Godzilla King of the Monsters, I was not so much a fan of. And that was a movie that, I mean, one or two of those trailers looked fantastic. I couldn't wait for that movie, but that movie did not work for me. And then this one, I'm also coming into this one. I never saw Kong Skull Island. So, I mean, I guess that's part of the same universe, right? It's supposed to be that same Kong, right? Even though that was taking place like right after Vietnam or something, right? And this is like present day, like I guess. Anyway, I don't know.
I mean, and I kind of like Kong Skull Island. Yeah. Like, I kind of got down on that. Like, it was okay. It was entertaining. But I mean, I think it was more because I really liked the actors that were in it. Like, you know, that one, we had John Goodman, John C. Reilly, Brie Larson, Samuel L. Jackson, Tom Hiddleston. I mean, these are all people that have been nominated for Academy Awards, too. Like, I mean, they really can deliver on a performance. So, I mean, I kind of got down on Godzilla, Kong Skull Island. But that's pretty much,
But this one, I don't know. I mean, the trailers, whatever. I mean, I guess my first thought, again, having not seen Kong Skull Island, like, I didn't in that movie, I guess you saw it, was Kong that big? Because to me, like, Godzilla, normal Kong is big, but he's not at that big. Like,
no,
am I crazy?
Yeah, that's
like,
my feeling too.
Like, watching this, because Godzilla is always like, he is big.
He's as big as buildings. Big as buildings.
Like, but Kong was the guy who was climbing buildings.
He was still climbing buildings.
Yeah, he had to climb buildings. He had to get up there, you know? Like, and here, it's like they're the same size. And I'm like, maybe that was the setup in Kong Skull Island that I didn't see, that he was that big. That's fine. Like, you change it up.
I mean, there's a little disparity. Like, Godzilla looked a little bit bigger. But no, you're not wrong because, Kong is big, but he's still big enough that he has to climb buildings. Now it's like he's looking eye to eye in Godzilla, or just a little shy when it comes to height. And I'm just like, I'm not sure that works. So that's a really interesting thing that you just kind of pointed out there.
And then, like the trailer definitely kind of gives you this impression. It kind of makes Godzilla look like the bad guy in the trailer. And that line is delivered that you pointed out, like, why is Kong or Godzilla so mad or whatever, or why is he doing this? I don't know. Which kind of leads to, he's not acting himself, and that's probably part of like the mystery in this story is why is Godzilla doing this and them figuring it out or whatever. But you know, so it's the classic, like, is this, it's like Batman versus Superman. Is this really going to end with one person losing, or is it going to end with, you know, a bigger threat and that Kong and Godzilla get together to fight them? But at the same time, you look at the poster, and the poster, the tagline is specifically "One will fall." So if you're reading that, if that's truth, like, then one of these two characters gonna lose. I don't know. I mean, as a Godzilla fan, I'm coming at this like, I don't need this. I didn't ask for this. I'd rather just get another Godzilla movie that was better than the last one. I didn't want this whole like them versus each other thing. This I do find kind of silly. And I'm good. I'm gonna see it. And it's the kind of movie that, you know, it's unfortunate a lot of people won't be able to see it in a movie theater. A lot of people shouldn't see it in a movie theater. there are some of us living here in Florida where we will probably have the opportunity to watch it in the theater. And I don't know if I will or not. I may just watch it at home anyway, even though it is the kind of movie that's probably better in a movie theater. But we'll see what I decide to do.
No, I agree. It probably is going to be really cool in the theater, just like Tenet was probably really cool in the theater. I mean, there aren't any theaters open out here just yet. Like, it's as far as I know. I mean, I can do a quick search to see if there is, but I'm to my knowledge, I don't think there is right now.
I don't think there are, but that's just off the top of my head. I don't think there are. Well, while you're looking that up, another trailer dropped that I guess I'm going to bring up because I did end up watching it, which is, Superman and Lois, which is coming to the CW. And, I'll say first, the reason I actually ended up watching it, the reason I say that is, I don't know. I've had really no interest in this show, like at all.
Really?
And I know this actor as Superman. This Superman has shown up before in the Supergirl series. And I haven't seen his appearances in that because I haven't really watched that show. I've seen like a couple episodes of it, but I haven't seen any episodes with him in it. And it's nothing against him. I don't even know the actor's name. Was it Tyler Hoechlin? Is that how you say his name? You know, I'm not at all like saying he shouldn't be Superman or anything. I don't know. I've never seen him in the role. But I guess my problem is it's just like, you know, and maybe it's just me being silly, but it's like we have a really great Superman in the film universe that they're doing nothing with that really should have a sequel that's not Batman versus Superman, but an actual Man of Steel 2. And Warner Brothers is just doesn't seem to know how to really make another film. And that's why they're not doing it, I guess. I don't know. But instead, we're getting a show, which at first, it's not so much that I'm against the show, because actually, there's a lot of times I prefer shows to movies because you just can get a lot more character development. There's just a lot more time to tell good stories on a show. But it's not like we're talking about a show that's like an HBO Max show. No, this is a CW show. And not to shit on CW shows, but I mean, and because I watched Arrow for a while and I watched The Flash and they're good shows for what they are. But I don't know. I didn't really want Superman to get the CW treatment. So it's like, fine.
Yeah.
So I was talking to Bobby off air about it. And he's like, well, now I really want you to watch this show. You need to see this trailer or watch this trailer. You need to see this trailer. So I watched it. And I will say, yeah, okay. The trailer does look better than I expected. Like, and it's funny too, because the trailer, it really seems to be going for that kind of Man of Steel aesthetic to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, how the storytelling will be on this show, I have no idea. But I will say there's a good chance I'm going to give it a shot. Like, I'm going to give this show a shot, you know, since this is a show I can jump in on at the beginning, you know, like I remember I got behind on The Flash at one point and it's just like, I got so far behind. I'm like, man, I'm never going to catch up on this. I just gave up. And same with Arrow. I got too far behind with it. Maybe this, I can kind of jump in, and if it's good, maybe I'll keep up with it, or maybe I'll give it like 3 episodes. And if after 3 episodes, it just doesn't work for me, I'll go, well, I'll give it a shot. But yeah. I think it's coming, what, at the end of February? Or no, yeah. Yeah, it looks like February 23rd on CW.
Yeah. I'm with you. I actually got really behind on Arrow, so I stopped that altogether because I was just way too far behind. But I really enjoy The Flash. So I was behind on The Flash until lockdown, when I had more than enough time to essentially catch up on especially this show. I mean, I was like seasons behind.
Yeah.
And I just literally started watching an episode or two every single day. And before I knew it, I was completely caught up within about, I mean, it took me about 5 or 6 months, but I caught up really quickly. But you're not wrong. And I love the fierce loyalty you have for Henry and his Superman and Clark Kent. because I mean, you're not wrong. Like it's no secret to anybody that listens to this show, and you and especially us know how I feel and how frustrated I am with Warner Brothers and them and their property, because they have a smorgasbord, plethora, you know, undying amounts of like content that they can develop into amazing stories and put them online and amazing villains. And what did they do? They release Man of Steel in 2013, essentially 8 years ago now, and they're just like, oh yeah, there's no reason to rush and do it again. I mean, why would we want to do that? I mean, in looking at the money that this movie made, it did well. Like, it did really well. $291 million off of domestic opening off of a $225 million budget, and $377 million worldwide, like $668 million. Like, I mean, that's nothing to slouch at. Like, they should make a sequel. And they're just terrified because they want to always try and bet on a sure thing. but sometimes you have to take the gamble and trust that the fans will show up if they do it right. And that's really what they just won't do.
Right. Yeah, I think they're just too, they've been too reactionary. Like Man of Steel did well financially, but it's no secret that it was met with kind of mixed reaction. It basically just didn't get a super outpouring of just love, which I think they were hoping for and waiting for. And when that didn't happen, it was like, oh, well, we'll make Batman v Superman. We'll kind of approach this Justice League from a different angle than like Marvel did with Avengers. We'll just kind of jump right in with Justice League. We all know, and we don't need to hash it out again, but it didn't work. And now it's a mess. And now, it's just, I really like Henry Cavill's Superman. I think he's such a great Superman. I really liked Man of Steel. I mean, I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm not saying it's perfect, but I really liked it. And I think it would have been nice to see him get a true Superman film treatment that is a lot more like the Superman that a lot of people were hoping for out of Man of Steel. And I'm not to say Man of Steel did anything wrong. I just think it was almost like Man of Steel was like pre anything that people were used to with Superman. But anyway.
Yeah.
But
no, you're right. You're not wrong.
To go back to this show, I will say watching this trailer, it looks pretty good. But I'll be curious watching maybe a few episodes if it is actually any good. It looks better than I expected. I will give it that. I will.
Yeah.
Sound like you were going to say something?
No. I'm in agreement with everything that you're just saying, so that's all.
Yeah. Well, I was going to point out that, I made we did resolutions last week when we did our top 10 show. And my resolution was, as a more specific way to be better about watching more stuff throughout the year instead of binge watching a lot of stuff at the very end of the year in order to prepare for a top 10 show. My resolution was specifically to make sure I watch at least one movie a week, especially the weeks we're doing a show. Like, obviously if I go on a vacation for a week or something, I'm going to take a week off. But so this week I did watch a movie and I was torn. There was like actually three or four different movies. I was like, oh man, I could watch any of these, trying to watch something new. And I ended up watching on Netflix, a movie called The White Tiger. Have you heard of that or seen anything about it?
I have heard of that. I just saw a trailer for that actually today. And I was like, that actually looks really good. I think I want to watch that.
Yeah, I watched it last night. This is a movie, and it's going to be one of those movies that I love to like give credit to all these actors and the filmmaker. But it's a lot of names that I will just butcher because this is an all Indian cast. And a lot of these names I'm not even going to try to attempt. But one name I can attempt, because this is going to be the one actor or actress that will be recognizable to at least most American audiences. But that is, was it Priyanka Chopra? I should say Priyanka Chopra Jonas, since she's married to a Jonas brother now.
Is she really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's in the film, but she's not the lead. But the story, and I'll read right off IMDb, their quick blurb, but the epic journey of a poor Indian driver who must use his wit and cunning to break free from servitude to his rich masters and rise to the top of the heap. I guess this is based on a book. And I'd also read something that this seemed like almost kind of like the kind of anti-Slumdog Millionaire, which I never actually saw Slumdog Millionaire. Yeah, I never saw it. That's one of those movies I just never saw. Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's so good.
Yeah, and I really like Danny Boyle films. It's another reason I'm surprised myself I haven't watched it, but I just never did. There is one even line in The White Tiger that seemed like kind of a jab at Slumdog Millionaire, at least from what I know about Slumdog. It was like at one point he makes a kind of this line, and he does kind of, there's a narration, even sometimes kind of breaking the fourth wall stuff happening in this movie. And there's like, there's some line in there where he says something about like, you know, like, you know, moving up without like winning a game show or something like that.
Okay.
And it seemed kind of like a jab at that story. But yeah, this movie, it was good, but it wasn't as good as I was expecting. I'll be honest. I liked it, but I felt like there was an opportunity for this movie to be even, I hate to say be even smarter. Like, I don't want to come across like I think the film is not smart, like stupid, but you know, as I read, like he, you know, in that description, he's using his wit and cunning to break, you know, to kind of move up in the world. But I feel like when the payoff finally really happens in this movie, it, how he does what he does is actually not as kind of like interesting and smart as I thought it was going to be. It was just kind of a little more obvious. And I don't know, I thought there was an opportunity there for the story to be, to add a little more. And it did feel like too, like we lingered a long time to get to that point, and then we just kind of like boom, it happened. And knowing that this is based off a book, I wonder if the book fleshes that out a lot more, and the movie would just, the, you know, constraints of time. And this is a somewhat longer movie. I mean, it's a little over 2 hours, 2 hours, 5 minutes. It's not crazy long, but I don't know. Maybe this is the kind of story that just works better as a book than a movie. But I don't know. Like I looked at the Rotten Tomatoes. This movie's at 90%. I mean,
oh wow.
I guess it's pretty well received. And I'm not saying it's bad, but it's definitely not bad. It's an entertaining movie, but I guess it's not as good as I thought it was going to be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's all
right. Interesting. Well, that doesn't really hold much faith in regards to how I should watch it, especially hearing
it like that. I don't want to, kind of shoot it down if you were thinking of watching it, because I'd be kind of curious to see what your thoughts are on it. It seems like the kind of movie
I'll watch it.
You would be interested in. So
yeah, no, I like the idea. I saw the trailer and I was like, oh, that looks really kind of cool. So maybe I will still watch it. That way I can, kind of give my review on it maybe following weeks or something like that and talk a little bit through it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's always, I think, good to see movies like this showing, other cultures. And not to say there's not plenty of Indian films out there. Obviously, we know of the Bollywood industry and how many films there really are. But this kind of movie where it's not like this is just a foreign film that's subtitled. I mean, a very good, I would say the majority of this film is in English. There's a lot of it that's not, where people are speaking native language and there's subtitles, but it's kind of interspersed. And it seems like this movie was made for an English speaking audience. I don't know. I don't know if it was or not, but anyway, yeah. On Netflix, The White Tiger. That's what I watched this week.
The other thing that I wanted to watch that I don't think we've gotten a chance to talk about, but I saw a trailer for a series that's on Netflix called Lupin. Yeah, have you seen or heard anything about that?
I saw it. I haven't watched the full like trailer or anything for it.
Yeah, I'm really interested in watching that. And just to give people a quick idea what it's about, it is a foreign show. It takes place in France. So there are I think they do an English dub over. Inspired by the adventures of Arsène Lupin, gentleman thief Assane Diop sets out to avenge his father for an injustice inflicted by a wealthy family. So I'm all in for it. Like, my cousin actually has watched it already and he said it was fantastic. He really enjoyed it. It's also an anime, which I did not know. And that's what it was when it first started, was an anime. And that was, and in the show, he was black, or excuse me, in the anime, he was white.
Oh,
opposed to what we're watching here, he is black. And it looks like, doing a quick search on IMDb, like, it's kind of weird that it's like, there's a couple of shows when it's like, this has been around for quite some time, like this storyline. So I'm kind of interested Because like, there's one that takes place in 1971 to 74. The Adventures of the Iconic Gentleman Burglar, loosely adapted from Maurice LeBlanc's pages. So I'm, you know, this story or this character has been around a while, but I've never heard of him. So it's kind of like something that I'm really interested in checking out because it looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't realize that. Yeah. Like I just found an article. Is Netflix's Lupin based on the anime? I guess maybe it's not like a direct. I don't know. I'm curious to read more about that. But yeah, yeah. I'd seen it when kind of scrolling through Netflix last night when I decided to watch The White Tiger, but I hadn't watched like a trailer for it. Mm-hmm. Cool. You watch anything else this week?
I am almost done with The Mentalist.
Oh, okay.
And that's about it. Like thoroughly enjoying the show. But yeah, that's really it. Nothing new, as you can say, as you would say, like, yeah. But it's still, it's fantastic.
No, there's a couple of movies I still want to check out. One movie I thought about watching was News of the World. We talked about that last week. The new film with Tom Hanks, which is now available mm-hmm. like on VOD. So I thought about watching that, but didn't. What was the other one? Man, I'm trying to remember the name. Oh, Our Friend. I thought about watching last night, which stars Dakota Johnson, Jason Segel, and Casey Affleck's in it. What is the description here on IMDb? After receiving life-altering news, a couple finds unexpected support from their best friend who puts his own life on hold and moves into their family home. That's played by Jason Segel. Bringing an impact much greater and more profound than anyone could have imagined. So that's available on VOD now. I was kind of torn between watching that and watching The White Tiger and ended up with The White Tiger, but I still want to check Our Friend out. I might try to watch that this week.
Yeah, that looks really good, Our Friend. It looks really emotional.
Yeah, it does.
It's really going to hit hard with a lot of different things. So
I think I'd seen, I was looking it up now. It does have a decent Rotten Tomatoes score as well, 83%. So, promising. We'll see if I actually watch it. with that, anything else, I guess, before we wrap things up?
Nah, man, I think we can call it. Yeah,
I think so.
That's a pretty, about what, 40 minutes, 45 minutes?
Right yeah. Time, man? Yeah, about that, 40, 45 minutes. We should be back next weekend. I'm guessing with the full crew. We'll see. So hopefully Bobby and Michelle will be back on the show.
When I'm not good enough for you, David? Is not good enough? Is that what you're saying?
See, don't put it like that. That's not what I was saying.
I know. I was just messing
with
you.
No, I know. And yeah, I guess next weekend and the week after, I mean, I got to watch the Bucks play the Super Bowl. I don't know if we'll do a show the week after. So,
I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to be around.
Not going to be here unless we do like a Saturday night show or.
I'm telling you, it's just not going to happen. No. I'll probably be drunk. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not. So yeah, with that, we're going to wrap things up. As always, we'd love to hear back from everyone listening. You can email us at feedback@flickereffect.com with your questions and comments. Over on YouTube, you can leave comments or questions below the post. And also over on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe and hit that bell icon to be notified when we post any videos or go live in the future. We can also be reached on Instagram and Twitter at @flicker_effect. With that, I'm David Lott.
And I'm Yasha Wilson.
Thanks for listening.